Ronan Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
Thanks, Gavin. CCTV in taxis. That's one of the outcomes being spoken of in today's papers after the conviction of taxi driver Raymond Shorten for the rape of two women in his taxi in 2022. The Irish Daily Mirror headline is, "Taxi rapist was sure he'd go free." The paper says that Shorten boasted to Gardaí that he'd be out in time for the Euros. All the papers report that Gardaí have appealed for any more victims of Raymond Shorten to come forward. The headline of the Irish Daily Star, "How many more taxi rapes?" Two more legal stories in the papers this morning, one murder case and one relating to a deportation. The Star reports today on a trial in which a man is charged with murdering his wife in Westport in 2019. The jury is currently deliberating and has to decide if the man should be found not guilty by reasons of insanity because he was psychotic as a result of taking cannabis. According to the paper, the case turns on the definition of the intoxicating influence of the drug, and the jury must decide on the ordinary meaning of that term. And the Supreme Court has decided that the Department of Justice can't deport an Eastern European man it wants to. The Irish Daily Mail says that in 2012, the man shot a co-worker with an illegally held firearm and was jailed for 3 years. The paper says he also sent threatening emails to the Department of Justice and exhibited violent outbursts. In an earlier case, the High Court held that the department had failed to take into account the man's child, who's autistic. The man is the child's primary carer, while its mother works long hours as the breadwinner for the family. The department appealed to the Supreme Court, which yesterday said the man must be allowed to stay in Ireland. Today's Irish Daily Mirror has a story about an Irish child being abandoned at a Spanish airport. The 13-year-old boy was travelling home from a sports camp in Barcelona. He was accompanied as far as security by a staff member from the camp, but had to go down to the gate on his own. When he got there, he was told that the flight was overbooked and he'd have to wait in the airport until the next one, 12 hours later. His mother in Dublin tried to get through to the airline, Aer Lingus, but couldn't. Aer Lingus has apologised for leaving the boy alone in the airport and said the problem was caused by last weekend's global IT outage. It being the Friday before the All-Ireland and the Olympics, sport is everywhere in the papers and the stories are varied. The Belfast Telegraph has a big spread on all the Northern Irish athletes competing in Paris. The Irish Examiner has a feature on the medics working with the Irish team. And the Examiner also reports that the Dutch team is being criticised because one of its volleyball players is a convicted child rapist who was sentenced to 4 years in prison. The International Olympic Committee says it can't intervene as the selection of athletes is the responsibility of the individual countries. And back home, the papers are full of maroon and white and orange and white in advance of Sunday's game between Armagh and Galway. Although the Irish News reports that one unionist politician has complained that a BBC reporter had orange on the side of his face while reporting on the build-up to the game. The politician said it was offensive to unionists. The Irish News points out that the politician overlooked the fact that while the reporter did indeed have orange on one cheek for Armagh, he had Galway's maroon on the other. The BBC said it was just a light-hearted report, not intended to cause offence. And one more cross-border story in the Belfast Telegraph. The paper tells us that the two types of Tato crisps made on this island are doing very well in the UK. The Telegraph distinguishes them by referring to the Tatos from the Republic as Free Stato crisps.
There you go, Ronan. Thanks for that.